Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
I love someone threw in, and this is Doug Loves Movies. Really, really punched it up. Coming to you once again from the Gramercy Theater in New York City. It's Monday, May 30th, Memorial Day, 2016. So let me see some memorable name tags. Yes, memorable. Oh, Lord. It's true. You still can't see the balcony with the house lights up. I was talking to somebody about that earlier. Netflix, I like that. Your name's Natalie? Okay, good job. What's this alien about? Oh, the movie Paul, and your name is Paul. Makes perfect sense. Is that a knitted Millennium Falcon? You're crazy. Katie the Knitter is here, everybody. That same Silence of the Lambs poster with my face and that fucking monarch butterfly on my mouth. I can't get enough of that. I wish that was in my home. And I might be throwing a donut at it later. Great job, you guys. Everybody's got a name tag must not have had anything to do over the three-day weekend. And I appreciate everybody for being here at the end of a three-day weekend. You really got to power through to have energy for something like this. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies will be back here at the good old Gramercy on, see if this fits into your schedules, Sunday, August 7th. Does that sound like a good date for everybody? And everyone here tonight, as soon as this show is over, can line up at the box office to buy tickets without a service charge. And this is a cool thing. Did you guys know that this show tonight is the 29th time that we've done Doug Loves Movies at the Gramercy Theater? And so the next one's going to be number 30. So the Gramercy has graciously offered to celebrate the 30th Doug Loves Movies in this venue. Everyone coming to the show is going to get a hard stock show poster and free popcorn. So get those tickets after, or, you know, tomorrow or the next day. I mean, this episode's not coming out till tomorrow, and I'm not going to say anything about it being on sale until you guys all get a first chance. Bloomington, Indiana, see you this weekend at the Limestone Comedy Festival. Los Angeles, Douglas Movies returns to the Meltdown Comics this Sunday, June 5th at 4:20. And Atlanta, I will see you at the Punchline June 9th and 11th, DouglasMovies.com. That's DouglasMovies.com. Prize bag. I have a friend, director Dan Schechter, who I asked to be on the show tonight, and he's like, I don't want to be on the show, but I'll bring something for the prize bag. So we've got, he brought some Big League Chew bubble gum. And this thing is crazy. It's like a, you guys are such nerds that you went so crazy for it's a giant box of nerds. Can you hear that shit? I don't know what the fuck is in there. I mean, there's got to have grape and seriously strawberry. No, seriously, strawberry. So those things are going in the bag. Along with stuff that I brought in an airplane. Doug Loves Movies shirt. Oh, I got this since I got here. Last night I saw American Psycho the musical. And at one point, what's his name? The lead character, Patrick Bateman. He showers the crowd with money. So some of that money. We're talking crisp $100 bills that say in big letters across them, prop, prop, stage prop. Yeah, so you're getting some of that shit. Try to spend it. See what happens. A sticker that says Alla fucking Bama. Yeah, I get some random things out on the road and bring them to you guys. What do you call it? Some sort of power bar, snack bar from Quaker. No idea where I got that. And from my personal VHS collection, an episode of the show called Gross Point. And, underrated program, I thought. And a special from my days back at the WB Network, 17 Magazine, The Faces of Fall. Yeah. All of that, plus everything brought by my gifts, is going to be someone's here tonight. And all of my guests are returning favorites of mine. Judy Gold, no. No, please welcome Jim Norton, Aya Cash, Tom Brady, and Morgan Spurlock. Oh, no, people are just yelling out random things. I don't know what any of it means. We've all got catchphrases. We've all got things we're known for. But let's go down the list and meet everybody individually, starting with Aya Cash is here, everybody. Star of FX Networks. Is your mic working?
I think, yes.
And, Is that purse what you're giving to the prize bag?
No.
Or you're just that serious about your purse?
Yes, it's filled with prizes and also natural deodorant and coconut water. That's
okay.
Mine.
The way you're holding it just feels like that's your purse and that's where it's going to be for the entire show.
This is about all you're going to get from me the entire show. So.
You look like Jackie holding JFK in the back of the limo.
Thank you.
I'm picturing in a pillbox hat right now. thank you for being here. When's the new season of You're the Worst going to start?
Oh my God, everyone who watches the show is in this room and right on this side. Thank you.
We made a Yay. Section for them.
I can't. We start again August 31st, season 3.
Nice. Do you know the night of the week and the time slot?
Not a clue. So 10? 10.
Whatever
After
August 31st is, at 10.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And yeah, thanks for, you're going back to L.A. to do that.
Yes, I'm going back to shoot in L.A., but I live in New York.
Yeah, you're a New Yorker, and I caught you on your last night here.
Yep, and I came out because it went so terribly last time. I figured I'd come back and hope for a better experience.
I thought you won.
I accidentally. Which is what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping to lose but be more interesting.
That sounds like a great plan. Also joining us for, I believe it's his second time, Tom Brady is here, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm going to try not to laugh into the microphone this time. I got a tweet that was like, Tom Brady's laugh is a fucking nightmare. So,
too late.
Thanks for having me back. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I'll have a guest that doesn't really think of moving their microphone away when they're laughing, and then the complaints soon follow. And if I hear about it, I didn't hear about it in your case, but if I hear about it, I'll usually warn the person the next time. I'll be like, get your shit together. What the fuck are you doing laughing into the microphone? Only do that when everybody's bombing. Only do it when we need it. But Tom, you were on the show in D.C. That's where they thought you were laughing
too
much.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
I really didn't hear that from anybody.
Okay. Well, so, good. Yeah.
And I certainly wasn't. I wasn't feeling it at the time. I thought you did a great job. And you, of course, are a comedian who works and lives here in New York
now. That's right. That's right.
But you are from Indiana.
I'm from Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah, my mom calls it Bloomies. And
Bloomies.
We're going to both be there this weekend for the Limestone Comedy Festival.
That's right. Going back.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to do a movie interruption of Rudy.
Yeah.
Right? That's going to be weird. Who doesn't like that movie? Everybody loves Rudy. So it's going to be strange. And the director of the movie is going to interrupt it with us as well. So that's coming up this weekend, and thank you for being here tonight, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
Morgan Spurlock, everybody.
Thank you.
New dad 1 week ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you making the effort.
It was, I didn't really do much, so but I'm excited to be here.
And the wife is all right with it?
The wife was excited to get me out of the house.
Okay,
good. She's like, yes, you should leave.
All right, well, that worked out great.
But make sure you come back soon. Yeah.
Your show Inside Man is going to be back on CNN.
Comes back this Friday.
Friday
at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. 10 o'clock. And you're just continuing to just go undercover and do shit that you probably wouldn't do if it wasn't cameras rolling on it?
There was a fantastic review that was in like the Torontoist that says Morgan Spurlock continues his longstanding career of filming him doing things and telling us about it. So that's coming back Friday. Yeah.
This whole episode's I'm walking.
Breathing.
I'm going to brush my teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you have any other films like lined up? Because I need something else to parody in my own.
Yeah. I've got a film that I'm working on right now called Rats, which is...
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. How can I get weed into a movie about rats?
Maybe you make it about, like, bats, like the little things that, it's everybody hitting their bats. So, yes, make your own
bats.
Wow,
that's a really specific drug reference,
I'm helping
Mr.
you out.
Spurlock.
I've read about them
You really are an inside man.
I've read about them on the interwebs. Yeah.
So Rats is all about how there's way too many rats in New York City?
It's not just about New York. It's about, rats all around the world. Like, I grew up loving...
French rats, like Ratatouille.
Ratatouille, the French ones. You know, those Vietnamese rats, they're all over. So, but I grew up loving horror films, like Scanners. Scanners was the movie that made me want to make movies, and so I always wanted to make a horror documentary. And so a friend of mine optioned the book by Robert Sullivan, the book Rats, and said, you should make this into a movie. And I said, we should make a horror documentary about rats. And so we're shooting it like a horror film. It feels like a horror film. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, because it's about rats.
Yeah,
like it's about rats. There's no scene where you're like, oh, shit, this is nothing bad's going to happen
here. Nothing good's coming out of this.
This is all great. And you're gonna make them talk.
And then they're going to talk.
You have Morgan Freeman do a narration.
I'm gonna have a Michael Jackson theme song at the end. Yeah.
So you will be the voice in it, or will you also be on camera?
I'm not on camera at all.
Yeah. But there are going to be some people, though, right?
We got to see a rat attack. There are humans. There are humans in the movie, but not me.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to figure out a way to make my own version of that. So I might have to get creative and come up with a new idea for once in my life. Jim Norton is here also, everybody. Opie and Jim, weekday mornings on Sirius XM. Also, the Jim Norton Advice Show is also on those same places.
Yes, I'm very easy. If you want to hunt me down and kill me, you know where I'll be every day.
Is that one of your fetishes?
What's that?
Being hunted down and killed?
That's my goal eventually. Yeah. I'm sure it'll happen.
It's the ultimate fetish.
Fetish, I didn't know what you said.
I like to star in snuff scenarios.
Yeah. Shoot me down with a water gun with piss in it.
I was looking at your IMDb page, and I...
It's a quick read, isn't it?
You've done a lot of stuff. But one of the things that popped out at me, just because I'm curious if you noticed any of the turmoil, was you have a part in the movie Cop Out, and Bruce Willis and Kevin Smith, according to Kevin Smith, that collaboration didn't work out very well.
Yeah, no, I didn't notice any of it. I had a scene with Tracy and with Bruce, and he was actually really, because Bruce and I lived in the same building, so he was like, he went out of his way to be nice to me when I told him that, and I did tell him that just so he'd be nice to me, and it worked. I was like, hey, I see you in the elevator. He's like, oh, all right. And then he treated me good.
Yeah.
And he had them build something because they were doing a thing where they were holding a needle over my eye. So he had them build something so my foot didn't slip and I didn't get really stabbed. So he was really super nice to me. I didn't notice any of it.
That's crazy. But because you've heard about it afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin said he was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so wild.
I know you didn't ask for an inside the actor studio fucking boring answer that I just gave you. You know, it's funny. At Trav Services, I chatted with Bruce. Shut up, Jim. It's a fuck.
I mean, that's crazy. You live in the same building. Like, isn't rent really high at the Nakatomi Plaza?
Yeah, he has since moved out of where I lived.
He got out of there. All right, that's cool. Here's a question I like to ask all of my guests in every episode of the show, and we'll start down the other end with Morgan. And it is, what was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was in my house, which was yesterday afternoon. I took the weekend. My older son is 9 years old, so I took the weekend to show him Terminator 1 and 2. And so Saturday we watched Terminator 1. Sunday we watched Terminator 2.
Yeah, when they're 9 is when you have to turn them on to R-rated movies. Actually, PG-13 on Terminator 2, I think. But the first one's definitely a hard R.
See, I think it was still an R. They're both R.
They're both
R. I think it was still an R.
They're both R. You're right. Yeah. I just remembered the lady being impaled on the refrigerator.
We went to see the X-Men on Friday night, and there's a tremendous amount of like blood spew in that movie of like as Wolverine goes through at one point. Not to ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen it, there's a moment where Wolverine kills a lot of people. Sorry. But, like, there's so much blood in that movie. As I was watching with him, I was like, I think he's ready for Terminator. And it was totally fine.
You're a cool dad, man.
There was this moment where, you know, Michael Biehn and Sarah Connor are, like, getting it on in the first Terminator in, like, the hotel. And so they're there making out, and in the middle of them, like, getting busy, he looks over at me and goes...
It sounds like your son's a born podcaster.
That's right.
Because nobody listening knows what you did.
He's a mime. He kills it. He kills it as a mime.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that's why I'm always so shocked by, like, I've been seeing Deadpool on planes a lot, and I love that movie, so I'll just have it on at my seat or whatever. And they leave in all the violence and all the language, but they cut out everything that's sex scene stuff or nudity, and it's not even, that part of it isn't really that graphic, but they still cut that stuff out, but leave in all that other stuff. And it's just like, little kids, the nudity is the one thing they can be exposed to, I think. And it's not that big a deal because they will shrug it off. Like, you know, like, well, I don't even care about that.
That sounds like a rationalization to a judge.
Yeah. Listen, I could have hit the kid, but all I did was show him my dick.
But as I left the house to come here tonight, as my son was sitting in the floor building an Uzi out of Legos. True story. Totally fine. Totally fine.
Yeah, And PG-13 also just blurs the lines because they do unbloody violence. So everybody's, you know, seriously getting the shit beat out of them, but there's no blood, so then they get the PG-13.
Oh, is that the difference?
Yeah, because old people, the old ladies that they have that decide the ratings, they just, they don't know.
You can see blood, but you can't see them physically bleeding.
Yeah.
So, like, you can see blood spatter, but you can't see somebody actually, like, kind of spewing blood out of a wound.
Yeah. And that's more realistic, and, you know, like Saving Private Ryan, it's not exploitative. It's real and intense, and, like, I think kids should be able to see that, you know. But probably around second grade, probably about the good time to say, "Kids, welcome to Omaha Beach." Tom, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Captain America: Civil War. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not allowed to see the movies your kids are allowed to see yet. You're a cool dad, man. I respect that. You're like the dad trying to win the divorce. Like, I like it. But I, we're eating pizza all weekend, kids. I liked Captain America. I'm gonna have to see Captain America again because I saw it in those seats that are like right up against the screen. And then there was a kid the whole movie who was just not into it. And he was yelling out, like, "That's not funny." Like, after every joke. I think he thought it was supposed to be a comedy. "That's not funny." And then every time Ant-Man was on the screen, he just went, "Ant-Man." So it might have been the best way to see it. I don't know, but "That's not funny." That's the voice in my head now anytime a joke bombs. "That's not funny."
Did you have the 3D glasses on too?
No.
That's good.
That would have been. My head would have blown up, man.
I'd feel really weird being irritated by another audience member while wearing those glasses.
Oh yeah,
you kind of just have to shut up and deal with it.
I look like an asshole, and I have to have a movie ruined.
Yeah, you turn around with those things on. You shut up. I already told this story a couple days ago, but a little kid told me to shut up when I shushed him in the movies. He said, "You shut up."
Didn't you say he called you like a fat guy or something? Kids are so mean. It's hilarious.
All right. So you liked it, though?
I did like it, but I have to see it again. Because, like, we were so close to the screen that we could only tell the characters apart if they were black or white. Like, that's the only way. That's okay to say. I'm the one who determines that. It's okay. I'm a weird race.
If two of the characters weren't there, the other eight was just a big whitewash. Or Paul Bettany, Vision, you could probably recognize him because he was kind of purple.
Yeah. But if he was on screen with one of the black guys, I was like, it's anybody's game. I don't know. I don't see color, man. Vision's the same as the others to me. So dumb. I don't know what I'm doing. Why did I do that? I figured if I said this stuff, no one would make fun of my laugh. Which is oddly racist.
Aya, what was the last movie you saw? Mine is one of the only shows where Moving On gets a laugh.
Good, because this won't.
Tell us some great jokes about the last movie you saw.
This is, the joke is the last movie I saw, and it's going to get no whoops. I was on a plane, and I watched The Intern. See, dead silence. Oh, really?
No, there's somebody that loves everything.
No.
It's something for everybody.
Wow. I don't even want that whoop. yes, I saw The Intern on a Plane, and I sobbed like a baby. I think it's that plane thing where you go up in the air and like all of a sudden your tear ducts open up. But I
maybe
cried a
That's
lot
a good
at the
theory.
Beginning of the movie. Like he's an older gentleman and he's like getting dressed in a suit and tie to go to work with it. And like it's the digital. It even sounds stupid while I'm saying it. I'm so sorry. That's the last movie I saw.
Yeah, I mean it's like it's a lot like the beginning of Up.
Yeah.
It's very sad at the beginning because he's a lonely old man.
Better movie.
But then
though.
Things get better when he, you know, ties his balloons to his house or meets Anne Hathaway. Because when a hot young lady takes an interest in you and you're an old man, things are better.
I mean, it doesn't get, you know, romantic, but she's still super nice to him.
You've seen it.
If I were him, I'd be happy to just sit around near her.
Jim, what about you? Do you like Anne Hathaway?
I do. I don't know many of her movies. I hope she's not one of the guesses tonight. I didn't like the Pirates. What was the one she sang in?
Les Mis.
Oh.
Les Mis.
Amen.
Atrocious. The last movie I saw.
What was the one she sang in?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, Les Mis. Yeah, there's no reason for you to like that. But she's. I thought she was a good Catwoman in Dark Knight Rises. Like, she's good at wearing the outfit.
Oh, yeah. All right.
She's good at, like when she, like, you know, sticks a guy to the wall with her high heel, you know, on his neck. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But what was the last movie you saw?
I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was a bad... I like watching really bad horror movies. And we saw one about... It was a beaver, killer beavers.
Zombievers?
Zombiever. That's the last thing, that made The Intern look like Apocalypse Now. It was not a good film. But I found out my friend directed it, my buddy Jordan, and Bill Burr's in it, and I'm like watching it, and I'm like, oh, I can't trash this film. So it was
I auditioned
really...
for it. I'm not joking.
Did you really?
I really did.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and like we had to enact like in a little like room, like office room. I had to be like, the beaver is coming. And she would like say what was happening, and I had to react.
Wow.
The beaver was crawling up and in my hair.
You have to act scared?
Yeah.
That's like a gay horror movie. The beaver's coming. And they all hide. They all hide.
But I just imagine
you're
those
surrounded by beavers, and she's like, am I in college?
But I just imagine those are the auditions where they say, okay, could you scream again, only this time do it with your shirt off.
I like to think Bill Burr got that part.
You know, no, it's funny. He was already famous, too. If he's just driving, he's just like a driver in the beginning. I think he gets killed. It was really funny to see him doing that because he certainly doesn't need to like some of us do. That's funny, your audition for it. That's the last thing I saw.
Zombievers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jordan Rubin.
Yep.
The lady in the front row now is finally on the same page with us. I saw that. Did you like it? Okay, shut up. You just remembered that you saw it seconds ago, and then I'm asking you for a critical analysis. It wasn't fair, and I apologize. The girl was no good, right?
The girl on the stove with the
beaver. Okay, now you're talking too much again. And just because the listeners can't hear what she's saying, you know, and I can't repeat all that. Something about a stove. Morgan, what'd you bring for the prize bag, my friend?
I brought a bag filled with prizes that inspired all the movies that Doug makes. So I brought a Fat Ronald action figure from Super Size Me made by Ron English.
Whoa. We should have gone to your prizes last, I'm thinking.
I brought a limited edition collector's book from Comic-Con Episode 4 of Fans Hope. And then, of course, you can carry it all home in your Palm Wonderful Presents the Greatest Movie Ever Sold bag.
Yeah.
That's very thoughtful. Very nice. And you just pass it down here when you get a chance. I might want to hold on to a couple of those items for myself.
Can I hold this bag since I only brought a purse and I can put my gifts in his
bag. Yeah, that's perfect.
Great.
Yeah, just
great.
Just
you
put them right
hold
in
it
there.
Between us? We can just yeah. do this?
Consolidate, like people are doing in the airports when right. they realize they've brought too many bags.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Jim, what do you got for the bag? You can just throw it right in there.
Thank you.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, my gift really is weak. You're good to get it out of the way. It's just a copy of a book that I wrote. I forgot I had to bring a gift. But the good part of this book is that it's not signed. And I did throw in, and this is a nice little thing, for the Gramercy Theater All Access Pass from tonight, which is really limited to the performers. And now you'll have one as a bookmark for yourself. Just a little something I put in there.
That's so sweet.
Just a little something to make the evening memorable for you. And Morgan and I discussed the other stuff, so that's kind of like from us.
Good job, you guys. Great contribution.
I was thinking for the group.
Okay, Aya, what do you got?
Oh, fuck. This is such an uncomfortable, especially, I'm in a lady skirt.
What can
skirt.
We do to help?
Hold on.
How about if I just held a microphone?
Well, there's a lot of shit. That's not for you. Not for you.
Wait,
not
there's a lot
you.
Of
hold
things
on,
coming
hold
out
on.
Of your purse.
Okay,
are...
wait. All right, let's start with... I just brought a bunch of shit because I was really bad at the show last time and I thought I'd bribe you with gifts. All right, so this is tequila that...
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Suddenly everything's all right.
So, and the way that I'm shilling shit with this is my co-star Heather Donahue got that for me from Mexico when she was working on a movie that never came out. All right.
Then you're just not a tequila drinker?
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. I like a bourbon if I'm going to go.
Okay.
This is my husband's movie, Prescription Thugs, that he wrote and co-directed. Oh. It's all going to be like my... much more talented friends and family coming out of here. This is my mother's book. I live vicariously. It is signed by her, and I'm developing it into a movie, so hopefully we can promote that next year if anyone wants to give me $1 million. Thank you.
And it's called Little Beauties.
Oh, it's called Little Beauties. Her name's Kim Adonizio. All right, this is a cash box she gave me. I was just getting rid of shit. That has nothing to do with anything.
It's an Aya cash box?
Yes, but I don't need it.
What's you got stuff
there's
inside
stuff
too?
I told you I'm not done.
Okay, sorry.
Excuse me. This is a comic by my friend Nicole Beckwith, who's an amazing filmmaker as well. See what I mean? I'm just doing this for everyone else. And this is a get out of sexism free card, because I feel like we might need this tonight. and it's it's from a short film that I just finished, called All Exchanges Final, directed by a lady. Okay, I think, oh, fuck, no, there's something else.
Wow.
Also, Jesus Christ, I'm going to not talk after this. These are shot glasses. No, I'm keeping one. This is a shot glass. my mother also has her memoir coming out, Bukowski in a Sundress. I'm just on a TV show and don't do anything else in my downtime, so that's why I'm promoting other people. Okay, thank you. That's it. Moving on.
All that stuff.
Those are all nice, but, I mean, a book. It
yeah,
really
a
does.
Book and a small sticker that says All Access. I mean, you can't, volume can't necessarily beat that. But Tom brought some stuff.
I did. Man, I'm jealous of yours. Your family makes so much cool shit.
Yeah.
All I have is my stepdad wrote a book called Tom Brady's a Little Bitch, but no. No, I brought Sour Patch Kids. The movie snack. And then I brought a book that I just finished reading. It's called How to Be Good, and it's written by Nick Hornby, who wrote my favorite book, High Fidelity. And then it's signed by Nick Hornby as Tom Brady. And then I also brought a DVD copy of Little Fockers, and it is also signed by Little Focker. So I brought it because they're making a new Fockers movie about the kids entering adulthood called Look Who's Fucking Now. And that's the first joke that's ever cost me $6. That's not funny. That's all of it.
Well, pass. Thank you for bringing that. Pass it all down. Someone's gonna win all of this stuff. Someone's gonna have quite a yard sale on Saturday. Oh, thanks for bringing the whole thing over, Tom. Very good.
Whoa.
Yeah, it is. I don't want to break the tequila bottle. Some fragile shit. There, we're good. All right, this is a part of the show where I say, let the games begin. People have made name tags. It's your job to select one. And my guests will go out into the audience or to the lip of the stage and just point at the one you like and have it pass forward to you. Looks
All
like
right,
a lot of great options.
This girl watches my show. She's the one. And she, her boyfriend, friend, lover. Thank you. Oh, pass it up.
I'm going to periscope
I'm
this
session. I'm going to lose, so I'm sorry, but I wanted to choose you like in solidarity.
We don't have any commercials in this episode. So I'm going to show everybody the beautiful
which one?
Gramercy Theater.
Okay.
Oh, look at what Jimmy got. That is nice.
Stepmom.
That is excellent. Uh-oh, people are moving up the aisle to try to get noticed.
I feel like somebody, who's got the best one in the back?
A lot of cheaters running up front.
It's a lot of signs.
People are going crazy. How's it going, balcony?
I'm going to go with the alien. I'm going with Paul.
I didn't see any donuts,
All right,
man.
He's going with that.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, stay closer with your donuts next time, asshole.
Throw those donuts, like, try to hit right there somewhere. Just throw the whole box. Morgan, good job. Morgan, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Paul.
Yeah, and it's alien, like the movie Paul.
And that's Paul.
And his name is
with
Paul.
With his pipe.
Yeah, great job. We talked to him earlier a little bit. Tom is playing for Steph Mom. And I gotta say, in this poster, whoever that is that Julia Roberts that my face is on?
No, that's
She's
her.
Never
that's...
been prettier. That's horrifying. But good job, Steph. What? Oh no, more people are throwing crap on stage. Who you got, Aya?
I got Get Rich or Bri Tryon. Is that Brian? Brian?
What's your name? Brian.
Oh, okay. I thought I chose a girl. Really disappointed. Yeah, no, you used her like all men.
Yeah. And you don't get a get out of sexism free card. You're in sexism jail right now, buddy. And Jim, Katie's always knitting her name tags, and so he went for it because it's a Millennium Falcon.
Oh, is that your name? I don't know who did it. It's very nice.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
How long did that one take you to make? 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
And they might not even pick it. You just hold it up and then...
She does such a good job, she usually gets picked.
Wow.
She made a BB-8. She made a face hugger from Alien. She knitted it. It's crazy.
Yeah, she's very good.
Yeah.
BB-8's cool.
All right, I got to say goodbye to my Periscope viewers. Like, we had 1,000 people watching just now. Because this part's private. What happens in this Douglas movies stays in Douglas movies. Yeah, so you can put the name tags down. You don't have to worry about holding it the whole time. And
I don't want to damage it.
And we'll start with a game that I like to call Doug Loves Musicals. I love them. I see every musical on stage that I can. Then I have to sit through the shitty movies they make of them. Every once in a while there's a good movie based on a musical, but I'm going to list off songs from a musical motion picture. Could be based on a stage musical, could be original, could be whatever, but it's a movie with songs in it. And as soon as you think you know what it is, go ahead and guess. There's no penalty for wrong guesses. And once we get to the last song, everyone in this room will know what movie it is, because they often have a song that's the title of the film. So listen for that. What movie musical, panel only, has songs in it called The Clouds Will Soon Roll By?
The Woodsman.
Terrific guess. A song called Yes, Yes.
The Accused.
I hope Jim has a gag answer for everyone. The next song, It's the Girl.
Grease?
No. Love is good for anything that ails you.
Grease 2?
Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Sleep is the name of a song in a movie.
On Golden Pond.
It's got old people in it. That makes sense.
Sure does.
Grumpier old man.
Try to stick to movies that are musicals. That should narrow it down a little bit. Grease and Grease 2 were the best guesses so far. I Want to Be Bad. There's a song in this movie. Let's Misbehave.
Is there a Thriller movie?
What?
Thriller? Is there a movie called Thriller? Never mind.
There's no movie Thriller movie, no. Let's Misbehave is in this movie.
Les Mis.
It's not Les Misbehave. Let's Misbehave. Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries.
Life is just a bowl of cherries.
You know the song.
I don't actually know the musical, but I can sing the song.
Yeah, it's a known song.
Don't take it serious. Life's too mysterious. I don't know how I know this song, guys. It's like being channeled through me.
Oh.
It's a classic tune. I'll Never Have to Dream Again. Here's another one you might know, Aya. Did You Ever See a Dream Walking? Did you ever see a dream walking?
Oh.
Yeah.
The Theory of Everything.
And finally, Pennies from Heaven.
Pennies from heaven.
Aya won. She said it the fastest. See, that's a game where there's always a winner, because I'm going to say it eventually, and then the person who says it the fastest wins. But sure. All she's won is the opportunity to go first in the next game. We're going to play four games tonight.
Thank you, Brian's
girlfriend. We're going to play four games tonight. I picked that particular movie and those songs because I saw the Steve Martin musical, Bright Star, yesterday. It's kind of struggling at the box office, but I thought it was a very charming show. I liked it. And then after intermission, I don't know how often he does it, but Steve Martin just popped out and played the banjo for a while. And, like, it's totally a move to try to get people to come to the show. Did not work for Sting, but maybe for Steve Martin people. I showed up because I read some letter that he wrote, like, begging people to come to it. And I wanted to see it anyway, but I really liked it. All right. Let's get back to Doug Loves Movies and play a game called ABCD's Nuts. This is a spelling game and a movie naming game. We'll start with Aya, and we're going to spell... I'll tell you what we're going to spell. Might as well just tell you. We're going to spell Mission Impossible because I'm doing an interruption of Mission Impossible 3 1 week from tonight at CineFamily in Los Angeles. Now, so Aya's first letter will be M, and the idea is she has to name any movie that begins with the letter M, and if she succeeds in that mission, then we'll go to Tom, who has to name any movie that begins with the letter I. Morgan has to name S, till we spell Mission Impossible. And if you match what I've written down ahead of time, because I've chosen a movie for each letter, if you match me, you win automatically. And it happens more than you'd think, for reasons you might figure out. So we'll start with you, Aya. Name any movie that begins with the letter M.
Can I just say, I got really excited because I know how to spell Mission Impossible. I was like, I got this. I went to college. Madagascar?
Yeah, that begins with M. I went with Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Oh!
Next letter is I for Tom.
I'm going to say iRobot.
Very close. I went with I Spy.
Ah, I knew it.
That movie that movie where Eddie Murphy played the guy who puts drugs in women's drinks. He took over the Bill Cosby role, I meant to say, from the TV show. S for Morgan.
I'm going to go with the snake film.
That is very fun. Very fun and clever choice. I went with Safe House. Safe House. So the next S is for Jim.
Can I go with Super Size Me?
Yes. On another day, I might have two, but I went with Spy Game. Spy Game. I is the next letter for Aya.
Can I do I Spy?
I just said it a couple letters ago. You can try in case I got lazy
listening.
Or stupid.
I was listening to everyone else, and I forgot I could count ahead and, like, start thinking about my letter. That's the trick to this game, isn't it?
A little bit.
Again, I went to college.
Ice
Age.
Ice Age. Yeah. I didn't write that down, of course. I wrote down If Looks Could Kill, starring Richard Grieco. It's hard to find iMovies that fit the... All right, N is the next... Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to throw you off.
I'm going to say, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That's a good one. I went with On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Ah.
Morgan gets N.
Never Say Never Again.
Oh, such a great guest. Too bad there's a movie called North by Northwest. Back to you, Jimmy, for an I movie.
I Am Legend.
Excellent. I just went with Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade because I'm going to be in Bloomington, Indiana this coming weekend, the Limestone Fest. M, Aya.
I'm going to go with Maya. That's not my name. Married to the Mob.
I like that movie. I also like a movie called Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Tom gets O.
Oh, did I have P?
What? Yeah, you're right, P. I didn't do it on purpose, but I also, now I'm going to in the future, because I like the look on your face. What letter am I? P, sorry, P.
I'll say,
come on, take
Poseidon.
It on. Poseidon?
Yeah, I know.
I went with Patriot Games.
Ah,
yeah. Nice. O for Morgan. I think it's going to happen right now.
I'm going to go with Octopussy.
That's correct.
My dude.
S, Spy Kids 2, Island of Lost Dreams. The next S, Spy Hard. The next I, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. B was Burn After Reading. L was Leonard Part 6. And... the final E, Enemy of the State, mostly movies that have spies in them. Good job, Morgan. You get to go first. You get to go first in our next thing. And it's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I tell you what, in this next round, whenever somebody gets something right, they'll get to chuck a donut into the crowd. Provided by ABCD's Carlos. Oh, look at that. They even have filling that is red. So cover your light colored clothing, because these are going to be coming at you soon. For now, we're going to just hope that a rat runs out here and starts gnawing on one of them, and Morgan can whip out his phone and film it. All right, so we start with Morgan, and then we'll come back the opposite way. We'll go to Tom and Aya and Jimmy. And Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Is a game where I say a tagline from a movie. You know, it's usually on the poster or at the end of the trailer or something. And IMDb lists a couple for most movies. And so, Morgan, you start us off. Just tell me what movie this is the tagline from. If you don't get it right, then we'll move over to Tom. He gets a shot at it. And the tagline is, go for the ultimate spin. really descriptive. It's the ultimate spin.
What's the ultimate? The ultimate spin.
Go for it, man.
I'm gonna go with Fast and the Furious.
Right? Seems like a good tagline for Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Incorrect. Tom, what do you think it's from? Go for the ultimate spin.
Drive.
Another one that would be good. But it isn't. Aya, go for the ultimate spin.
Whip it? You know what I'm talking about.
This might have been a better tagline for every movie we've said so far than the one that it actually is, but let's let Jim Norton take a crack at it.
American Pie.
It's actually the motion picture is called Spider-Man, and Jim Norton is in it.
What?
As surly truck driver.
Yes, I am. STD.
You have a couple lines, you say something?
One line.
Do you remember it?
Sure, I said, he stinks, and I don't like him.
You're like talking to a reporter or something?
Yeah, it was a man on the street. I didn't even get to meet Sam Raimi. It was like a second unit shoot in Queens. And they just had his improv stuff about Spider-Man.
And how do we know that you're a trucker? You're saying it from the bed of your truck?
Well, in my method, I'm... I saw boxes, and I said, those need to be down here. And I was doing boxes. I did a couple of really filthy ones. Like this is, I said something about I hate him. I did some jerk off reference to the web being like cum, and he's like, "This is a kid's movie." I'm like, "Oh, he stinks. And I don't like him." Cut. Right, and they left. Once again, another long, boring explanation for no reason whatsoever.
Well, there's also no reason for you to know the tagline, you know, to that movie. You know, you're not that invested in it. I heard you saying on the radio a few months back that when you first saw Deadpool ads everywhere, you thought it was just another Spider-Man movie.
Yes, I did. I was incorrect. But that was not the original tagline for that Spider-Man movie, which is why I didn't get it.
Oh, what's the original one?
Webs everywhere.
Oh, what a tangled web he weaves. Well, another one I could have chosen, but it gives it away too much, is "With great power comes great responsibility." It was another thing they call a tagline for that movie. Jim still wouldn't have known.
No, 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 no.
Well, it's just true, man. You know, like as a comedian, you know, you're very good with hecklers and stuff, and it's a responsibility.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You be careful out there.
Thank you, Doug.
Let's start with Morgan again.
What movie has the tagline, "Fast food kills"?
Drive through.
That's correct. It's not Super Size Me. It's a movie that you act in about a killer fast food restaurant?
Correct. It's the only reason I know that.
That was really, the timing worked out terrible, because if it had been, everybody else would have guessed something,
yes.
But and then Morgan would have slam dunked it with because he remembers. Is the movie good? Should people watch it?
I watched it. I'll leave it at that.
Did you ever see Spider-Man?
I mean,
it's no
Zombievers, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Spider-Man all the way through?
I did, yeah. I don't really watch superhero movies.
Like when they invited you to the premiere, you felt like you had to go.
Yeah, you know, they said it's only one line, but we're saying like a linchpin of the film. No, I didn't. I saw it through. I don't watch superhero movies, but I did like that one.
I think it's one of the best.
Yeah,
one of the best
good
ones. Yeah, but you should check out Deadpool. It's very entertaining. And, yeah. Some, like Civil War, I wouldn't recommend it to somebody that doesn't watch all that shit because it's just like there's way too much going on. You just be like, you know, it's too involved.
The Captain America one?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't bother.
Yeah.
Everyone else see it a bunch of times. Give the gym a pass. All right, the next one, starting with Aya this time. Oh, your fan base is very excited. What movie has the tagline, "You're only as strong as your next move"? You're only as strong as your next move.
Pawn Sacrifice?
Very, yeah. Yeah, your fan base says yes. I say no. Jim, what do you think it might be? You're only as strong as your next move.
Is it Night Moves?
You know what? I apologize. I owe Morgan a donut throw.
Oh, yeah. Oh, toss that donut, son.
Can I have one?
That guy,
I'm going,
throw,
I'm going
throw it right in his mouth.
I'm going deep.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh!
Did it
hit the floor?
That's totally fine. It's totally fine if it hit the floor.
That was a really good throw, though.
Okay, so my guess. my guess
it'd
was...
Wouldn't Jeopardy be fun if Alex Trebek got distracted by donut tossing? Forgot that you'd already guessed. You said Night Moves was your first guess?
Yeah, it was a chess movie.
It was?
K-N-I. Wasn't N-I.
Oh, K-N-I-G-H-T Moves.
Yeah, I'm not a dick. I mean...
The Dark Knight Moves. Do you want to guess again?
I do. Searching for Bobby Fischer.
That's good. Run the table on chess movies.
Yes, I think I have.
Yeah, all the chess movies ever made. Morgan, do you have a guess?
Not really.
Okay, well, at least you got to throw one.
How about, All the Right Moves?
Okay. Nope. Tom?
I'm going to guess the Entourage movie.
Oh, yeah. That seems like a Ari slogan. Ari Gold would say that. Turtle! That is the catch tagline for a motion picture called Begin Again that features Aya Cash in a supporting role.
Actually, it doesn't.
What?
No, but when you sign a contract, sometimes they have to keep your name
they
in.
They still put your name in the credits
out.
And you got cut out?
Oh, yeah, and I get told in interviews, you were so great in Begin Again, and I'm not in the movie. And, yeah, and there was actually in my hometown newspaper, it was like, Mark Ruffalo, Keira Knightley, Aya Cash, and my friends, my family, everyone's like, you've made it.
Wow.
I was secretary number 2. But I'd already played that part, so I said, if you give me a name, I'll say that one line. And then...
They called you Jenny.
They called me Jenny, and then they kept me out of the movie.
Well, IMDb should say, you know, not really in parentheses, because they say uncredited all the time when somebody's in it and they're not in the credits. So
no,
they should
but
have the other
I'm
way
credited,
around.
So I still get residual.
Yeah, that's...
That's my trick, right?
This guy's a residuals fan. Mm-hmm.
People love residuals.
So they I don't even feel bad that, not getting that.
They love knowing that somebody out there is getting a check for 35 cents. Well, great work in it.
Thank you.
And what, do you remember your scene? What happens in your scene? I really like that movie. Part of it took place right here in the Gramercy Theater. The Gramercy Theater's in it more than you are.
That's true.
And they don't, I think they thank the Gramercy Theater in the end credits.
I was like a secretary who Mark Ruffalo like comes in and says like, I need to get in the office. And I was like, no, you can't
go in. I'm
in
a hurry,
there.
I'm about to change into another shape.
Yeah. I don't know why I was cut out. It was deeply moving, my work. Yeah, no, that deserved an awe because that was a shitty joke. So thank you for that. Yeah, that's better.
All right, who went last that round? It was Morgan went last, right? So we start with Tom again. Tom, what would you do to get out of debt? And here's the next tagline. No, what would you do to get out of debt?
The Big Short?
Seems like obvious, like that's what it should be, but no. Jenny.
Begin again?
I like your strategy. You should always just say the last answer over again. Because I might try to trick everybody that way. Jimmy?
Pretty Woman.
Morgan?
That's not my real... I know it, but I'm not...
Pretty Woman. No. What's the film that's out right now? Money Monster.
Oh, yeah. That's a... No.
Can I guess again, even though I'm not going to win?
Yeah.
Is it Indecent Proposal?
Uh-uh.
All right. Phew.
No, it's a movie you're in called Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Oh.
There's just so many movies where a character is in debt at the beginning. Like, that's what their problem is that they're out of money.
But the rat was not the original tag, Doug. That wasn't fair to hit me with that one.
Oh, what was the original tag of that one?
At my eye.
You played auditioner.
Yes.
In that one.
Yes, I've been playing that my entire career.
Finally, a role you can really get inside. All right, so one more round, and then we'll move on to the game that's going to really matter and determine who goes home with all this stuff. And who knows, maybe another donut is about to be thrown. Starting with Tom again. The Thunder Buddies are back. And I'm not naming that snake movie. I'm actually saying, shh.
The Thunder Buddies are back.
Uh-huh.
Hey, shut up. Ant-Man. Schindler's List.
I gotta fill everybody. There's three people on this stage are the only ones that don't know why everyone just cheered for Schindler's List.
Oh, I know.
The last show. It is pretty white in here, but no. It's when Judy Gold was just on the show, she never knew the answer to anything, so she said Schindler's List every time. Yeah. As only Judy Gold could do. So you're out.
Answer.
You're out. Do you have anything, Aya? It all comes down to knowing who the Thunder Buddies are.
Thundercats?
Argo.
That's real?
No. Jimmy?
Brokeback Mountain.
And he was sitting over there making the I know it gesture from the start.
I don't know it.
I thought you really knew one.
No.
And Morgan?
I feel like this is an Alex Gibney movie. I don't know. I'm lost. I have no clue.
It's just an expression used in both of the films. This was a sequel, and it was called Ted 2. Ted 2. And the reason I put it in this list is because I had movies from all of you guys, and I didn't want to leave Tom out. Tom Brady is in Ted 2.
That's why I said Entourage earlier. I thought, damn it. God damn it.
Tom, you could, for that, you can throw a donut
Hell
if you'd
yeah.
like.
All right. That's all I've ever wanted. Who wants one? Oh, shit.
Oh
Tom.
No.
A blue ball.
That one is nobody's donut. Oh. I can't believe a guy as dapper as that gentleman is picking up that. Are you going to eat it?
Eat
he shrugs.
Coolest peer pressure ever. I love this.
Now I just want to throw one straight on the floor.
Yeah. I'm kicking it.
Because it's a new game. Who's going to eat it?
Yes. Or I'm going to throw one on my dick.
Oh, man.
Do we need that card again?
Yeah, where's that card? Oh, it's in the bag. You don't have it anymore. Well, she doesn't have a get out of sexism free card, but, you know. Talking about it's a lot different than doing it. I want to hit the Silence of the Lamb sign. Can you put that up for me?
Yeah!
It's so stupid.
It's so weird how satisfying that is. Why is it so good?
But I love nothing better than throwing donuts at my own face. It's a symbol of my disinterest in donuts. And I and Jimmy, feel free to, if any point you want to throw one, you're welcome to.
I don't feel worthy. Hey, do you want to throw one? I haven't won anything. I don't feel...
Do you want to do it together?
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, I don't know.
You can pick a target, or you could just try to get it up into the balcony. Whatever you want
to
do.
There's a fat guy yelling, Jim. I have to throw it to him. All right, mister, here you go. Oh,
yay,
good catch.
Nice catch. Oh! Yeah. Wow, the guy that next to the guy, you're right near the guy that ate the ground one. Yeah, good job. Good job, you guys. Dear Gramercy Theater, may I have another Tito's and soda at your earliest convenience? No rush. Is anybody else good? Are y'all good on beverages?
Can I get another Tito's and soda?
Sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can I just have a bottle of water?
Yeah, there you go.
Thank
bottle
you.
Of
or
water
seltzer if they don't have that. That's fine.
Or just regular
seltzer
vodka,
water.
So I don't. Who am I?
Stop. Just something for my throat. Just
gutter water. Whatever kind of water. If we were somewhere else, I'd say tap water, but the tap water in New York is probably the cleanest thing in the city. Yeah, but don't use tap water ice in my drink, thank you. Only bottled ice cubes. We're going to play to determine who gets everything in the prize bag. We're going to play a game called Last Man Stanton. I've pre-chosen a lucky audience member, and lots of you wrote to me on this subject, and they will get to name an actor or actress, and I like to play along in this game, so I'll join in as well. Here come the beverages. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. There's Tom gets the other Tito's.
Oh. Thank you, mister.
I like, they're really smart, too, here. They, like, you know, they knocked my size down a notch. Gave me a smaller drink. Like, well, you know, we don't need to get drunk up there. Let's keep him professional. They don't know how much I drank before I got here, though. They got really good alcohol down the street at Live Bait. Yeah. They got a sardine liqueur. Anyway,
So we'll get a name of an actor or actress. We take turns naming movies that person was in. I believe Morgan was the only person who got a correct answer in that last game. So we'll start with Morgan, and then we'll go to me, Jimmy, I, and Tom. We'll go in that order, round and round. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you do get one extra round, potentially, because you get a lifeline. If at some point you can't think of an answer, the person whose name tag you chose is your lifeline. Oh. And they have to try to help you out. And they generally have help from everyone sitting around them.
Ooh, good. I hope your name is Google.
It's usually a pretty good lifeline if you don't go to it too late. And the person who submitted said that he's got a great name for Last Man Standing is at Bobby Peru 720. You're here? Oh, there he is. Good old Bobby Peru. And is that's your actual name? No? Willem Dafoe character from, let me say it. Nobody else say it. Fuck. It's, I know it. Hang on. Sailor Ripley is also a character in the film. Nicolas Cage and Laura Dern, and it's,
Platoon.
Just say it. Platoon. It's Platoon. What's it called? Wild at Heart. Yeah, by the great David Lynch. And that's a great character to name yourself after because there's hardly a creepier person in any movie ever. Even by David Lynch's standards, Willem Dafoe really went for it. So what do you do not Bobby Peru? You work in television. Newscast director? Like New York One? You're from Massachusetts? They have news there? Thought all the news happened in New York. But that's cool. So how'd you transport to here? You took a bus? And you know I just did a show in Boston 2 days ago. It was a scheduling thing? Oh, you're on the other end of Massachusetts. Okay. Well, thanks for being here. I'm glad since you came so far that I chose your name. You seemed confident on Twitter. So tell us what actor or actress, it could be a director, but usually actor or actress, that we're going to do tonight. Who? Tim Robbins. Is he big out in Massachusetts? What? Did you just name a movie after suggesting an actor for us to take turns naming their movies? All right, so I hope nobody had Mystic River. Because it's out. So funny. I think you should do Tim Robbins because Mystic River is about my life. I always eat at Mystic River Pizza. All right, so is everybody confident? You feel good? Maybe? Morgan, start us off. Give us a Tim Robbins.
Bob Roberts.
Oh, that was the one I was going to say. Bob Roberts is correct. So I will go with The Sure Thing. Yeah, he and his wife pick up John Cusack and drive and sing songs and annoy them. I thought I'd go an obscure one right out of the gate. Jim, any movie with Tim Robbins in it?
Shawshank Redemption.
Of course. Is this game going to get harder for you because that's the only prison movie he's done?
I don't have a lot on him.
You don't?
No.
You might have to go to your lifeline, but we'll see what happens. Aya?
Life of Crime.
Oh, sneaky. Our friend Dan, who's in the audience, directed that. I enjoy it very much. Is it still on Netflix, Dan?
No.
Nope. You're welcome for the plug. Because now people have to actually buy it. Do you get a taste if they buy it? Whoa. Somebody like cracked a bottle instead of... All right, Aya, what do you got?
She just said it.
I just said it.
Oh, you did what?
I said Life of Crime, and then you heckled Dan.
Okay, go ahead, Aya. Just name a movie. Tom.
Mystic River. Can I say that?
I don't have to.
I think
I said that one's out.
Oh, okay. I got another one. All right. Nothing to Lose.
Okay. With Martin Lawrence.
What's that?
Martin Lawrence was
in
that?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Why do I... You're correct. Throw a donut. You earned it.
Turns out they both lost a little bit of their movie star luster with that one. Okay, now Morgan.
I'm going to go with The Player.
Oh, so many people in that. You could just say it and be right most of the time. Cradle Will Rock. Jimmy.
I kept one in the bank.
Oh, good.
Jacob's Ladder.
Yes.
Now I'm out.
Yeah, good call. We're back to Aya.
Brian.
You're going to your lifeline?
Yes, I am.
All right, Brian, what do you got?
Arlington Road. Thank you, Brian.
Interesting. He's not an easy one. It's not easy, but we'll see how we do.
War of the Worlds. That's right.
You guys like that movie? You're just that excited that he got a right answer? What a... Oh, that was the one your lifeline had. You blew it. Okay, she says she's got another one. Back to Morgan again.
The Hudsucker Proxy.
I just thought of a good one. Howard the Duck. Jim, would you like a recap?
Jacob's Ladder. No, I'm going to have to use my lifeline.
Said that one. Okay, we'll go to your lifeline. Where is his lifeline at? Who's doing that job tonight? Katie, of course.
IQ.
IQ. Yeah.
That's the movie where Walter Matthau plays Albert Einstein.
Right.
And Meg Ryan is Albert Einstein's cute friend. Yep, that's the plot of IQ.
How many Dwight times do I get to go to her?
That was it.
Shit.
But, you know, it's interesting looking at his career, all these titles. He's not like a big sequel guy, because usually the game's a little easier when somebody's in sequels, because then, you know, you just, if somebody says Ocean's 11, you know, you can pile on with 12 and 13. All right. Where are we at? Whose turn is it?
My turn, and I thought I was out, but then I remembered.
There you go.
Thanks to the book that you brought, High Fidelity.
Oh, yes.
I got a tricky one. So can I say it and then shut up? Man, Doug sounds weird tonight.
If you've got one you're not absolutely sure about.
I'll say this about it. You used it in a way that I'm going to use it. Like I think last week.
Oh, I see what you're going for. Do you have a lifeline still?
I do. So should I use
it? Go ahead and use it.
I will use the lifeline. All right. What you got for me, girl?
Toy Soldiers.
We're going with it.
Yeah. I don't remember him being in that.
Well, you...
I don't remember it that well, though. All right. So, no, don't... We're not done yet, you guys, so don't say anything. Morgan?
Bull Durham.
Yeah! Some of the most obvious ones you just totally blank on. I'm going to have to... I might have to tap. Let me think for a second. I don't have a lifeline, but thanks for your concern. Oh, you guys, new rule. The audience is my lifeline, the entire audience. No, don't. Mystic Rivers. Now I get like knee-jerk mad at people for yelling out things, and then it turns out they're just yelling out something we already said or making an Amy Adams joke.
Oh, man, we knocked out so many of the smaller ones, but I'm going to have to try. Yeah, no, I'm gonna give up. Yeah, I'm out. I know there's some good ones left.
I got one.
I just know it. Jimmy's got one.
A tango for Hank.
Fuck you. I want to see that
okay,
movie.
Okay, Aya. What's Tango for Hank about?
Everybody in...
Sounds like somebody's in debt. And somebody else wants tango lessons.
It's a true story of a guy who everyone in the town was really good at tangoing. And he
this
always
like, this is like they
out.
Flip Footloose on its ear. Everyone tangos.
Except
for this one guy. It's
Hank.
Illegal to not tango.
Yeah. And he learns to tango. And it's where him and Susan Sarandon met. She played the woman who taught tango locally.
Taught tango locally. All right, so Jimmy's out. But good job. Do you have another one, Aya?
Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, because it's by Tim Robbins, and maybe they made a movie of it with Tom Robbins.
Wait, what? written by Tom Robbins?
Right?
And that's we're talking about Tim Robbins, so he might have been in it?
I really should have gotten drunk so I could pretend this was just me drunk. Continue, moving on.
Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy.
What do you say to that, Morgan? Have you used your lifeline yet?
I have not, so
oh,
I'm going to go. I'm going to Paul for my lifeline.
The Lucky Ones.
What's that? What's The Lucky Ones? Who else is in it? You don't know? Did you, when you knew you were a lifeline, did you like look at your device or something? Oh, he says he didn't. But he's right. Okay. Don't know anything about the movie, but you know Tim Robbins is in it. All right.
That's correct. He did do that.
That's super fishy. All right, so then we have to go to Tom to see if he's got another one.
I think
one.
I got to go with Team America World Police.
That's the one he was worried about, because one could argue that Tim Robbins isn't in it, but there is a puppet that's called Tim Robbins. And so I say...
The audience has spoken.
I say it counts. But Morgan could give us another one.
Could it be a movie he directed, or he has to act in the movie?
He could direct it.
Dead Man Walking.
Yeah. I wish I'd have thought of that. I was thinking of the other movies that he did with Jack Black, but not that one. Yeah, Jack Black plays Sean Penn's brother. Doesn't do a funny thing at all.
In what movie? Dead Man Walking?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jack Black. Oh. But he's all sad because his brother's on death row. So he doesn't come in and be all like, oh, let's put some awesome sauce on it. You know what? I cannot, for the life of me, even though they look perfectly fine and people say good things about them, I cannot watch a Kung Fu Panda movie. I can't do it. I just lose interest real fast every time I try. What? Dumpling? I don't know what that means. So where are we at? Morgan, what? What did you say?
Yeah, he got...
He did get it.
The directed one.
Directing thing. He's probably directed something else we're forgetting, too. Don't say. But Tom, do you have anything else? That's why I gave
Monsters
you World.
Inc.?
I gave you World Police because I figured Morgan was still going to win.
That was the last one. I'm going to say Monsters Inc. I don't think he's in that though.
No.
Oh God. Ugh.
I'm sorry. I meant to say Harry's Last Tango or whatever.
Tango for Hank.
Tango for Hank. Get it right. All right, that means that Morgan Spurlock is our winner tonight. Uh-oh, donut throw. Paul, where's your, where are you at? You're Paul? Oh, that's right. You said lucky ones. For the win. All right, be very careful with the tequila in there.
No,
oh, they have
you,
a bunch of lollipops? I'm good on the lollipop. Oh, here, I'll throw it. Right in somebody's eye. Oh, it's edible? I'll keep it. I thought it was an inedible one. But yeah, you can give Paul back to Paul. Because he probably wants to hang on to that. I'm supposed to keep the pipe? All right. Oh, you're so kind. Oh, my God, look at you. Pulled that right off. The nug didn't fall out of the bowl. Look at that. That's a pretty cool pipe. All right. So what's your name, Paul? No, I mean, like, do you have a Twitter handle? Walnuts169.
Why?
Hey, Paulie. Yay, Paulie.
Yeah, you're related to Joey Walnuts?
He has 80,000 followers.
Walnuts.
All right, we'll start with you there, Morgan, and give us your plugs.
Give me my plugs. Inside Man premieres on CNN this Friday at 10 o'clock. Please check it out. It's 4 seasons. Thank you, guys. And congrats, Paul. Thanks for having me as always, Doug.
Thank you for being here. People are always like, is Morgan Spurlock mad at you that you make your movies just making fun of his movies? And I'm like, no, he's totally down with it. Just makes us both stronger. Tom, what do you got coming up besides Limestone Comedy Festival this weekend?
I want to say I'll be co-headlining shows with Jeff Tate at Limestone this weekend, so come to those. That's nice. The main thing. I'll also be at the Chicago Comedy Exposition in July, and then I run a monthly show at the Looking Glass Lounge. The next one's July 1st, so come to that. Oh, and I have a podcast called Girls Night with Tom Brady. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's no way you listen to it.
Yeah, well, some people like they make their loudest cheers during, you know, the quieter moments because they got to get heard. Somebody tweeted me today that they were upset that the Dunkin' Donuts next door to the Gramercy was closed. Your whole donut plan got thwarted. I'm not going to put that on top of the Millennium Falcon. These are a disgusting batch of donuts that I'll throw before this is over. Aya Cash starring in You're the Worst on FX. Which returns on August 31st in a time slot that's probably 10-ish, 10 o'clock.
Thank you. You just did my plugs.
Spicy show. Anything else you want to mention?
I have some indie movies that may never come out. Keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out for those movies. And Jim Norton.
I have the second half of my Mouthful of Shame tour. You can go to jimnorton.com. I'm doing a bunch of markets I've never hit before. Real buzz about it.
People are talking up.
Well,
people
I don't
are
know.
Excited.
They've been coming out. I wouldn't go that far, but they've been coming out, so I'm happy and it's going really well. And I'm going to film it at the end of July, early August.
And that you do here on the East Coast?
I think so. Yeah, we haven't booked the venue for filming it yet.
All right.
What do we do with the Millennium Falcon and stuff? Do we give that back? Or?
She'll get it back, yeah, because that's too nice of an item for me to steal. But throw it.
Why? It's so nice.
Really insane. Well, your shithead's attached to it, and I might forget it if I don't have it to look at. So after I say the shithead's, I'll throw the Millennium Falcon into the crowd. How heavy is it? It's not too bad, but I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm sure I have some sort of plug I wanted to say here at the end. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be in Minneapolis Saturday, June 18th, doing Doug Loves Movies. All right, well, guess I'll see you there.
You'll definitely be able to get in because it's at the Woman's Club of Minneapolis. Yeah, and terrific venue. We've done a few shows there, and they let men in, including myself. And thank you guys for coming. Happy Memorial Day. One more time for Morgan Spurlock, Tom Brady, Aya Cash, and Jim Norton. Here, let's all throw another donut. Here's what I like to call the Simpsons donut. Who wants a Simpsons donut? The girl in the green, yeah, green girl. Here you go. Yeah, right, put it right in there. Jimmy, throw another one. They're messier ones than the last one, so be ready for that,
everybody.
Since I
didn't win you anything, I will give you a donut. All right.
I love how Dunkin' Donuts boxes are too light to hold the fucking donuts that they put in it. The donuts are too heavy for the container. That's so funny. Yeah. Underhand it. Oh! Were you trying to get it to your people? All right, I'm going to just pass these down to Aya's people. There you go. Congratulations, you guys. And as always, Arnold Palmer's are a shithead. And it even says, fuck that shit. Like, they don't know how that works. But if you want your name tag back, there it is. Today, May 30th, the humidity was a shithead. And finally, people who cut their nails on the subway are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.